This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of the Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analysed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Centre. The notification for the Delhi Assembly elections will be issued today. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination will begin. The candidates can file their nominations till 17th of January. The last date of withdrawal of nomination is 20th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will chair the Ambassadors' Roundtable in New Delhi today ahead of Aero India 2025. According to the Defence Ministry, invitations have been extended to ambassadors and high commissioners of over 150 friendly countries to participate in the event. The 15th edition of the Asia's biggest aero show, Aero India 2025, will be held at the Air Force Station, Yelahanka in Bengaluru, Karnataka, from the 10th to the 14th of the next month. The theme of the event is The Runway to a Billion Opportunities. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 will kick off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said that the three-day event aims to provide a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for Viksit Bharat. The ministry said that young leaders from across the country have participated in various events to articulate their ideas for Viksit Bharat, with the participation of close to 30 lakh youth. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh chaired a high-level review of ISRO's major upcoming space missions, including India's first uncrewed orbital mission under Gaganyaan. In addition, two GSLV missions, a commercial launch of LVM-3, and the ISRO-NASA collaboration on the synthetic aperture radar NISAR satellite. He emphasized the importance of public-private collaboration in fueling the country's space ambitions. The minister was joined yesterday alongside outgoing ISRO chairman Dr. S. Somnath, his successor Dr. V. Narayanan, and other senior officials. UN's flagship economic report has projected India's economy to grow by 6.6% in 2025, following an estimated expansion of 6.9% in 2024, largely driven by private consumption and investment. The UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects WESP 2025 report, released yesterday, also highlights India's strong export growth in services and certain manufactured goods as key factors supporting its economic activity. The UN report projects global growth at 2.8% in 2025, unchanged from last year. The report notes that lower inflation and ongoing monetary easing in many economies could provide a modest boost to global economic activity this year. The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani, dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025, will be launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will launch the channel. The Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, will join the program virtually. During the program, Kumbh Mangal Dhun will also be launched by the Chief Minister. The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani will broadcast many programs based on every activity of Mahakumbh beginning today until 26th February from 5:55 in the morning to 10:05 in the evening. Live commentary of Amrit Snan will be broadcast through the Kumbhvani channel. The program can be heard at 103.5 MHz frequency, the News On Air app, and Waves OTT. And that is the end of this news bulletin.